Good morning. It is Friday, December 19th, 7 a.m. Eastern Time. Tech news. In technology, OpenAI is making a significant platform play, officially launching its app store for custom versions of ChatGPT. This move aims to build a developer ecosystem around its flagship model, allowing users to find and deploy specialized AI agents for various tasks, a strategy reminiscent of Apple's original App Store launch. The launch coincides with reports that ChatGPT's mobile application has surpassed $3 billion in lifetime consumer spending, demonstrating strong monetization. The pace of AI capability also continues to accelerate, with Luma AI releasing a new model that can generate video clips based on a start and end frame, offering more granular creative control. Investor confidence in the sector remains robust, highlighted by the Vibe Coding startup Lovable raising $330 million at a staggering $6.6 billion valuation. In a surprising convergence of sectors, Trump Media announced a merger with fusion power company TAE Technologies, a deal valued at over $6 billion, signaling a strategic bet on the immense future energy requirements of artificial intelligence data centers. Finally, after years of regulatory pressure, TikTok has reportedly agreed to a deal to transfer control of its U.S. operations to an American investor group, a landmark agreement designed to mitigate national security concerns and avert a ban. Business news. Turning to the markets, British Petroleum has named Meg O'Neill, an executive from outside the company, as its next chief executive. The move signals a strategic shift as the energy giant navigates the global transition to renewables while facing pressure from investors to maintain profitability from its legacy oil and gas operations. In the automotive sector, a key partnership has been severed, with Ford canceling a major electric vehicle battery deal with South Korea's LG Energy Solution. The news sent LGES shares down over 7% and raises new questions about shifting EV demand and supply chain stability. In media, the high-stakes bid for Paramount Global has a new development, as Warner Bros. Discovery is now reportedly demanding a personal financial guarantee from Oracle co-founder Larry Ellison to back his offer. And in a sign of market health, medical supply company Medline saw its shares surge following its debut on the public markets, marking the most valuable initial public offering of the year. World news. On the global stage, the European Union has approved a crucial 90 billion euro loan package for Ukraine. The agreement provides vital financial aid for Kyiv, but notably does not involve the seizure of the 200 billion euros in frozen Russian sovereign assets, a point of contention among member states. In the United States, President Trump has ordered a historic shift in federal drug policy, reclassifying cannabis to a less restrictive category. The move is expected to significantly expand access for medical use and stimulate scientific research. In a separate executive action following the recent Brown University shooting, the White House has suspended the U.S. Diversity Visa Program, commonly known as the Green Card Lottery. Officials stated the suspension is temporary, pending a full security review of the vetting process for program participants. That is your briefing for today. Stay focused.